And we're back here on Out of the Woods. That was Brown Bird back in 2011, live here on the show. Next up, from 2012, we've got Zach Trajano for you when he stopped by. But first, we're going to kick it off with something from Chris Smither. Zach actually appears on this track. Here's Don't Call Me Stranger. Listening to Out of the Woods. Zach Trajano is here. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Just coming in out of the rain. It's raining here in the state of New Hampshire, and he's got Jeff Foucault's guitar with him.
As I usually do.
So he doesn't want it back, huh?
Potentially, but I sort of don't bring it over when I go to his house, so try to hold on to it as long as possible.
There you go. You just say, oh, darn, I forgot it.
So, yeah.
Sorry, man.
He's been really good about it.
I'll get it to you next time. There you go. Yeah, nice old 1940s small body Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah, big sound coming out of this guitar, this little guitar. It's great. It's provided a lot of good songs that came out of it. That sort of was the initial reason he let me borrow it for so long. Was he said, as long as there are songs coming out of it, you can hold on to it. So I just keep writing, and I get to keep the guitar.
So it has good mojo.
It certainly does.
All right. Well, maybe we could hear it, and then we'll come back and talk to you.
Yeah, sure.
And find out what you're up to.
Cool. This is a tune off of my record called Two Lines. It's called One of Dreams.
Jono here live in the studio with us here on Out of the Woods. Nice, nice stuff there.
Thank you.
Is that the leadoff track on the disc?
It is.
Yeah, okay. One of Dreams. Yeah, I played on the show once or twice, I think, at this point. But you're also a drummer.
I am.
And you were touring with a couple big folks over the last few years.
Yep, yeah. I got the gig touring and recording with Chris Smither a couple of years ago. Which is a total blessing and actually taught me more than anything else how to do the fingerstyle guitar thing. It was kind of a happenstance, you know. I was there playing drums with him and sitting with him in the green room learning how to fingerpick. And he's a master of it, so there wasn't anybody better to learn from in that way, which is great. Sort of took my songwriting in a different direction.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So were you playing a lot of different instruments before that? Or?
Yeah, I grew up playing drums. My father's a drummer. A little bit of guitar growing up, but not too much. And I got to college and studied, I went to Skidmore College, did the music major there, and sort of part of that is learning every, you know, harmony, theory, melody, everything else. And I'd just been playing drums up to that point. And around junior year or so, I just got enamored with harmony. And I wanted to learn how to put chords back to back to make a song, basically. I got really into that. And so I just sort of stopped practicing drums just naturally and taking guitar lessons because I had a guitar and it seemed like something I could bring around with me more than the piano to study these things.
And they are easier to carry.
They certainly are. And so I just started, you know, studying that stuff and writing. You know, I ended up doing a thesis senior year that was very composition related rather than percussion related, so I could sort of feel the switch coming on. And now, you know, I've been out of school for 10 years or however crazy long time that's been, and all that harmony stuff I learned is still in there somewhere, but I'm basically just writing songs more and more simply every year. You know, it's sort of become far less academic and much more feeling based, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, I would never write you a 1/4/5 song when I was a junior in college. It just, you know, it would have seemed dumb to me back then. And now it's 90% of what I do.
Very good.
For whatever reason.
Do you touch the drums much anymore?
I do. Yeah. You know, and the band, I play in a band that's a great band down in Western Massachusetts called Rusty Bell. And it's a cool band for me because it's a trio now. And so two of us, myself and Matt Lorenz, end up playing guitar and foot drums at the same time. So the idea of the band is kind of dividing a drum set between three people.
Oh, wow.
So it's two of us, you know, and I play bass drum and hi-hat and some other little foot pedals. And he plays a suitcase bass drum and a bunch of other foot pedals. And then Kate plays sort of the snare, cymbal, and hi-hat. And so it's basically a three-person drum set and a couple of guitars. So the, you know, and we all sing and harmonize together. And so the, you know, really, that band for me is the best because I could just get to do everything that I want to do, which is, you know, I can focus on rhythm for a little bit and focus on playing a guitar solo for a little bit and focus on writing a song for a little bit. It's great.
Neat. Yeah, I found out about the band after I found out about you, kind of by accident. And then,
cool.
A lot of people might not realize this, but Zach is sort of a local guy to us here. But he spends most of his time in Western Mass now, right?
Yep.
With the band and
yep.
all the other musical projects. And you are a hard guy to schedule to come on to the show.
We're pretty busy.
Very, very busy.
We are pretty busy.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Great
for us. Yeah, if it's okay, I can play a tune I wrote for that band, Rusty Bell.
Oh, that'd be great. Sure.
Sure.
You're tuned in to Out of the Woods. We're going to change the capo here.
As you do. That's a tune called Coming Home. It was on the last studio record we did called On a Full Moon Weekend. Help me lay my burden.
deep inside me, I feel so alone. With everyone in every town, hate to say it, they come to take me away again. They come to take me away again. There's no better way when you're young than to let them in. Fix me up something like you used to make, and talk to me like mothers do. My heart has taken all that it's gonna take. I learned more than I wanted to. Hate to say it, they come to take me away. Take me away again. There's no better way when you're young than to let them in. Since I seen the sky, can't see what's right in front of me. If it don't hurt me, I just walk on by. And if it does, I just can't let it be. They come to take me away again. They come to take me away again. There's no better way when you're young.
Zach Trajano here on Out of the Woods. Nice stuff. And that is a Rusty Bell tune, right?
That is, yeah.
First I heard you say, Mama, I'm coming home. All I could think of was bringing laundry.
Happened more than once.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Zach right after this.